Odysseus knew the wound had not been mortal, and yielding ground he said to Socus, "Ah, poor soldier, your own death plunge into the dark lies before you now. You crippled me for any further fight today with Trojans. But as for you, I say a bloody death, a black nightmare of death is close upon you. My spear kills you. You'll give up the fight to me, your soul to that strong driver, death." This made the other turn as if to run, but as he turned, the spear crashed in his back between the shoulders, driving through his chest, and down he went with clanging gear. Odysseus made his boast over the fallen. "Son of Hippasus, that fighting man and horseman, death ran ahead to meet you. No escape. Poor soldier, father and mother will not bend to close your eyes in death, but carrion birds will tear them out and clap their wings around you. My own corpse will be fired by the Achaeans if, in fact, I die." On this he drew Socus's hard weapon from his flesh and threw his convex shield. After the extracted spearhead, blood welled up in streams and grieved his heart. Elated when they saw Odysseus's blood flow out, the Trojans yelled, converging on him. Now he gave ground, backing away, and called his own companions. Three tremendous shouts he gave, as loud as a man's head could hold, and each time he was heard by Menelaus, who turned and said to Ajax at his side, "Son of Telamon and the gods of old, Lord Ajax of the army, a faint shout has reached my ears. Odysseus's voice it is, as though the man were in trouble, and great trouble, with Trojans who had cut him off alone. We must get through the melee. Better save him. I am afraid some hurt will come to him, and loss irreparable to the Achaeans." At this he led the way, and Ajax followed, godlike, formidable, and before long they found Odysseus. Trojans had closed round him as tawny jackals from the hills will ring an antlered deer gone heavy with his wound. After the hunter's arrow strikes, the deer goes running clean away. He runs as long as warm blood flows and knees can drive him on. Then, when at last the feathered arrow downs him, carrion jackals in a shady grove devour him. But now some power brings down a ravenous lion, and the shrinking jackals go off cowering. He must have their prey. Just so around Odysseus, man of war with versatile wits, the Trojans closed. But he, by stabbing out and fainting with his spear, averted death's hard hour for that day. And now came Ajax with his tower of shield to stand beside him.